You can add the United States to the list of countries that are blocking access to child pornography websites. Britain, Sweden, Denmark, Norway, Canada, New Zealand, and others had already cracked down on child porn on the web. Today, France and then the United States signed on to the effort, too. Specifically, New York's Attorney General negotiated an agreement with three major internet service providers to shut down sites that carry images of child sex abuse. Declan McCullough is chief political correspondent with CNET.com. France, we know, is just the latest country to move against child pornography. Declan, why is the United States, through the state of New York, so late to get on board here?
It wasn't entirely late to get on board. Pennsylvania state law passed in 2003 said that internet service providers must block access to websites, child porn websites, that the state attorney general identifies, and a federal judge in Philadelphia struck that down, saying that it was a, quote, prior restraint on protected expression. In other words, the U.S. tried this a few years ago, and then it was struck down on First Amendment grounds.
Does that mean that this deal cut by New York State might also go down once it's challenged?
I think it's much less likely, and the reason is that it's not like New York passed a law. Instead, it was the Attorney General calling up Internet service providers and saying, you need to do this, please do this, and the ISPs, at least three of them, went along with it. So I think it's probably going to stand up to court scrutiny.
All right, the ISPs, the internet service providers, are Verizon, Sprint, and Time Warner Cable. What's their interest in going along with it? Why would they want to strike a deal?
Probably to avoid potential political embarrassment. It's not going to be good to be the CEO of a large broadband provider with an attorney general, perhaps an ambitious attorney general, standing up there and saying, you're not doing enough in the child porn fight. That's not a position you want to be in.
But how can they do anything, really, in the child porn fight? Because it seems as if one country, regardless of how many internet service providers sign on, one country would have a hard time banning this stuff, given the openness of the web. I mean, how could this be enforced?
That's a fair point. Some background is that for many years, ISPs have been legally obligated to basically take down child porn on their sites and report it to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. So this is not a new thing. The real news today involves Usenet. This is a discussion area that was actually created before the World Wide Web. It was created back in the 70s and 80s. It is about 100,000 discussion groups that predate the web. And there probably is some child porn on there. And so what's happening is Time Warner Cable, for instance, says that it's going to restrict access to all of Usenet just to block the child porn discussion areas, which seems pretty overbroad.
Can you explain that to us a little bit more, Declan? I mean, why is this one area, Usenet, so important in the deal?
The deal does not involve blocking overseas websites. Verizon, for instance, told me, I spoke with them at length today, that they're not going to block access to a child porn website in, say, Russia.
All right. So given the deal that was made between New York State and these ISPs today, we also talked about France agreeing to actually block child pornography. What is France going to be able to do that the U.S. can't?
Well, what's happening is that first, France isn't bound by the First Amendment, and so they have more leeway in restricting speech and forcing internet service providers to be government proxies and restricting access to certain websites. The second thing is that the French ISPs are actually going to restrict access to, say, a child porn site in Russia, and U.S. ISPs are still not doing that. Forcing ISPs to do this is probably going to be the next big battleground in the U.S. But overseas, other countries have taken more steps in terms of blocking, again, the canonical child porn site in Eastern Europe than the U.S. has been.
All right. Thank you very much, Declan McCullough, chief political correspondent for CNET.com. Thanks, Declan.
My pleasure.